Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on November 15th, 2021. And this is Live Talk. I am Keith Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the death of ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kamoyo, the de facto military coup in 2017, and COVID-19.
First, a look at COVID-19. The Minister of Health reports that one person died of COVID-19 yesterday and 10 others tested positive for coronavirus. The ministry says 4,697 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year.
The ministry reports that over 3.4 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and at least 2.7 million their second dose.
In politics, the late ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kamoyo has been declared national hero.
And it's now almost 4 years after Robert Mugabe was toppled in a de facto military coup in Zimbabwe. What has happened since that time? Ibambe mathabezulu linja lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Namhlanje ke sixoxa ngokuthi yeneyo ke okuqala sakhangela COVID-19 ukuthi kwenzakalani kwele Zimbabwe. Ye siyabona ke uhlangothi lezempila kahle. Ngiyabika ukuthi kulomuntu yedwa obulewe COVID-19 izolo, kwathi ke abantu abayi-10 bahlolwe batholakala belomkhuhlane lo. Ngiyabika njalo ukuthi kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye sukela abantu 4,697 asebabulawa umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Lokhu ke kuya ngesikhathi sokuthi kulabantu bayi-133,438 abahlolwa batholakala beligciwane le. Asebaphepha kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 bafika 128,287. Kuso sithi ke sebehlatshwe iJackson yakuqala bayi 3,468,344. Asebehlatshwe isibili bayi 2,696,516. So siyabona njalo ukuthi ke lokuthiwa ngama-active cases kwele Zimbabwe kule 454. Xa sesingena ke kwezombangazwe sizwile ke ukuthi umnumzana Simon Kamoyo obeyisikhulumeli sebandla seZANU-PF kasekho. Njalo ke usenikwe isicoco seqhawe lesizwe, i-national hero. Sokwazi njalo ukuthi ngesikhathi lesi kwakuxokozela ngo-2017 eHarare, ibutho selingene emgwaqweni selifuna ukuthi ke kususwe wayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe esikhundleni. So kunjalo ke Jonga, siqhubeke mfowethu.
Onguwaliwe vateereri nevatariri, nasi muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Tiri kutarisa zvinhu zvinokwana kuita zvitatu kana zvina. Chekutanga riri nyaya yedenda reCOVID-19. Tinoona kuti nezuro munhu mumwe chete akafa neCOVID-19. Vamwe vanokwana kuita 10 vakawanikwa vaine denda iroro. Tichitarisawo zvakare, tinoona kuti vanhu vafa neCOVID-19 kusvika iye nezuro vakanga vava zviuru zvina nemazana matanhatu. Nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevanomwe 4,697. Vanhu vakanga vabaiwawo nomba yekutanga vakanga vapfuura zvishoma mamirioni mana nechidimbu kana kuti nemazana mana ezviuru 3.4 million. Kwoti vabaiwa nomba yepiri vakanga vapfuurawo mamirioni maviri nemazana manomwe tingati ezviuru 2.7 million. Totarisa munyaya dzematongerwo enyika, tiri kuona kuti pane vakashaya nezuro vaSimon Kamoyo vanga vari mutauriri webato reZANU-PF. Taziviswa kuti vapuwa ruremekedzo rwegamba renyika inganzi pachirungu national hero. Tinonzwa vakawanda vachitaura kuti aiwa hapana anopikisa kuti vaSimon Kamoyo vangaitwa gamba nezuro. Takanzwa vakawanda vaitaura izvozvo muchirongwa chedu chataita mangwanana nhasi cherurimi rweshona. Tataura nava Joseph Chuma, vanoe shamari ye pedko ya va Simon Kamoyo washitara kuti mabasa akabatwa na va Simon Kamoyo hapana munhu angambonzi apikisa kuti vasaitwa gamba renyika. Tinodaira kuti vakawanda vachakurukura navo pachirongwa pano vachapawo maonero avo, asi havashoma vatingatarisira kuti vangapokana nazvo. Kwotiwo imwe nyaya tiri kutarisa nezvayo, tinoona kuti kubva nezuro nyika yeZimbabwe yanga yasvitsa makore mana vaive mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vatanga chirongwa chekubviswa pachigaro nemauto inganzi nevamwe de facto coup, vamwe vachitai vahanzi soft coup. Handizvo kuti pane dzimwe dzine dzakaoma here nedzimwe dzakapfava. Saka tiri kuona kuti makore mana vamugabe vabviswa pachigaro tonzwa kuti zvii zvashanduka ndozvatinotarisira kukurukura nevadare vedu nhasi muno chino chirongwa Gibbs.
Yes, Joseph Chuma actually sent us an audio concerning Simon Kaya. Let's listen to this audio, exactly what you are saying.
The coming in of the new dispatch.
No, I think it's if I see you lapa chonga. So this is a konakuti kutuan.
Silu si zigakulu uamgela umbigo upsungangaga ubana ichahel dala inkokeli yetu. Omunye wabaqali bendaba le ubaba uSimon Khaya Moyo uselele enkosini indoda esebenze phose impilo yakhe yonke kwezepolitiki sukela ngesikhathi kuseyizaphu kwaze kwaba lokubambana kwezaphu leZanu Jongwe sokubunjwa iZanu PF ebeyindoda emadodeni. Siyazi ubana nguye obephethe iofisi information and publicity uZanu PF uPolitbureau. Kodwa ngenxa yokungezwa kahle kwakhe siyazi ubana ubeseke wahlala phansi isikhathi lezi yikho ubona bekulo acting secretary ubaba uBima. Sicabangela ubana uzabangcono aphenduke kodwa uNkulunkulu usekhethile ubana athathe iluba lakhe engadini yakhe. Oso kusele kuphela ukuthi sithi ulwile ulwa okulungileyo kwaba SK Moyo as you popularly known. Uqedile uhambo lwakho, imisebenzi yakho emihle iza kulandela. Lala ngokuthula qhawe lamaqhawe, lala ngokuthula moyo omuhle, siza kulandela lapha endleleni naleyo usibikile kwabaphambili khona ngale. Son of the soil, mntana wenhlabathi, mwana wevu, siyabonga.
So that is Mr. Joseph Chuma. He is in Bulawayo. So he was talking about SK Moyo. He says, you know, he fought a very, very tough battle. You know, he has been sick for a while. You know that there was an acting spokesperson of the party. And so he says it's really sad that SK Moyo is late. And he's tracing back his history, saying SK Moyo used to work with the late former president, Vice President, Joshua Mkabo Nyongolo Nkomo. So he says, he's known for what he actually did and all those kind of things. Even if there are some people who are saying, you know what, SK Moyo had gone too much into ZANU PF and forgot about his own people. So we are going to be dissecting some of these issues, including the one that is today's topical issue, the issue of the de facto military coup. Kunjalo ke chonga.
Ndizvozvo tanzwa po va Joseph Chuma nengo ye Central Committee yebato reZanu PF vanga vari mumwe vevanhu vari pedyo nava Simon Khaya Moyo vachitaura nezvemabasa akaitwa nava Simon Khaya Moyo vachiri vapenyu. Havari kuti hapana munhu angapikisa sezvanambotaura pekutanga kuti vari kutaura kuti hapana munhu angapikisa mabasa anonzi akaitwa nava Simon Khaya Moyo. Tanzwa vachitaura kuti vanga vari munhu anga ari pedyo zvikuru nevaive mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaJoshua Nkomo, vachizenge vaine chinhano chavakatorawo chakasimba mukubatanidza mapato maviri eZapu neZanu PF muna 1987 pakaumbwa hurumende yemubatanidzwa kana kuti bato remubatanidzwa kuti reZanu PF, zvakaita kuti munyika munge muine kugadzikana mushure mekunge mambo kanganisika nezvaitika matunhu emateveleland nemidlands. Ndo nyaya dzanga dzichitsinirwa navachuma kuti mabasa ava Simon Khaya Moyo mabasa anokutevera, hanzi mabasa ako haunoita uri mupenyu anokutevera. Whatever you did follows you even into death, Gibbs.
And according to the state-controlled Herald newspaper, Simon Khaya was today declared a national hero. He was 76 years old, according to the newspaper. And this succumbed to cancer yesterday at Matate Hospital in Bulawayo. And according to the newspaper, the same newspaper, the ZANU PF Secretary for Administration, Dr. Obed Mpofu, told the press that the national hero status to the veteran nationalist family was a thing that he actually delivered this at the funeral work of Kaya Moyo. So he just excused me there. So according to Mpofu, he said the ruling party unanimously agreed that Kaya Moyo, his contribution in liberating Zimbabwe befitted that of a national hero. So again, I'm going to go to the paper, the Herald newspaper, and it's Kaya Moyo, who said the PUA is called to say Kawe, the Sizwe. Umoyo got to say Mnyaga A76, Utwage Ute to AC4, say Zimbozani. I don't feel like I'm going to get out of the hospital. So again, I'm going to go to the hospital, Mpofu, yena unobhala jikelele singathi usecretary we administration kubandla lezano PF utheke khona kusixoxo sokuthi national hero siveza khona ukuthi umoyo walwa impi yenkululeko waye kuzaphu siyakwazi konke lokho wazuza imilitary training yakhe khona ngale kule Russia le Cuba so ke abantu bani basesilindweni sikamoyo khona ngale hillside obulawayo so ke umpho futhi ke umoyo bavumele bonke ukuthi umoyo likhawu lamakhawu. So siyabona ukuthi-ke wasuke eZimbabwe ngo-1968 zesiya khona ngale empini wafikela khona ngale Zambia wagcina esiya ekolijini wafundafundela i-social work wagcina nje seendaweni eziningi ezijiyeneyo lapho wagcina sezithole khona i-degree yakhe ye kunjalo ke jonga
ndizozo Gibbs tanzwa bepanawo reherald riri kutaura kuti munyori anoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa kana kuti kufambiswa kwemusangano wezano PF vaObert Mpofu ndovasvitsa mashoko kumhuri yavaSimon Kaya Moyo kuti vapiwa ruremekedzo rwegamba renyika. Tinoziva kuti vaMoyo vakaenda kuhondo 1968 vachibuda munyika vachienda kuZambia. Vakasvika kuZambia vakaenderera mberi nechikoro kuZambia ikoko vakazobva vakaenda kunoita zvidzidzo zvehondo kuRussia nekuCuba. Ndo mamwe mashoko ari kutaurwa mudepanhau reHerald vachiti vashaya vava nemakore 76 kana kuti makumi manomwe nematanhatu. Ndizvozvo Gibbs.
Yes, we are expecting Tafaso Mngwati of ZANU-PF to actually join us shortly. I hope he's going to do that. We actually invited him and we hope he's going to join us. And then we've got other guests that are supposed to join us as well. And now let's proceed to the other issue that we're discussing today, the issue of the de facto military coup. We remember what happened on the 14th of November 2017 when then Major General Sibusiso Moyo went on television to announce what was going on. The day before that, there were some announcements that were made by the army, which actually expressed some kind of discontent over the manner in which ZANU-PF was being run. We know that there were rallies that were being conducted by the First Family, and in those rallies there was a lot of attack, on certain individuals. And Mnangagwa by then he was in South Africa, where he had fled after he was sacked as Vice President. So ke siyakhumbula ke ngesikhathi ibutho mhlaka 14 kuLwezi 2017. Nesikhathi selisithi-ke selibamba iintambo zombuso ngoba lidinga abantu babegombolozela umgaba abagangileyo izidlovu abantu abangazwayo. So ke siyakhumbula ukuthi ngesikhathi leso Mnangagwa phela wayesekhona ngale kwele South Africa elabanye belokhu kuthiwa beplan ukuthi bebone ukuthi bengenzani ususa umgaba esikhundleni. So ke jonga kunjalo ke ngatshela abantu ngalokho okulandelayo.
Ndizvozvo tichatarisa nyaya imwe yatakuzivisai nezvayo yekutorwa kwemasimba kubva maoko vaive mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe musi wa14 November kana kuti usiku wemusi wa14 November nemauto. Takanzwa vaive mukuru wemauto mumwe wevakuru vemauto vaSibusiso Moyo vakaenda pamhepo panhepfenyuro yeZBC musi wa15 November vachizivisa nezvematanho akanga atorwa nemauto. Vakavimbisa nyika kuti aiwa musatya zvenyu vaMugabe vakachengetedzeka kana kuti vaMugabe vari safe. Zvikanzi tiri kungobvisa vanhu vakavapoteredza vari kuita kuti vange vachi tadza kushanda mashandiro avanenge vachitarisirwa semutungamiri wenyika. Tingati ndo pakatanga nhoroondo yekushanduka kwemasimba. Nguva iyoyo vave kutonga zvinezvi vave mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vakanga vadzingwa mubato reZANU-PF kwavanga vari mutevedzeri webato, uyezve vadzingwa kuve mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika kumuhurumende. Vadzingwa vatiza vachibva vaenda kuSouth Africa vachiti vari kutyira upenyu hwavo. Vamugabe vakazoti musi wa 21 tingati musi wa 20 November veZANU PF vakazoita vanoti vote of no confidence, kana kuti kushaiwa chivimbo neutungamiri hwavamugabe mubato ravo. Vakati havachavada kunge vari mutungamiri webato. Takazoona vamugabe vakazonyorera tsamba kuna vamudhenda weparamende musi wa 21 November vachitaura kuti aiwa ndave kusiya basa. Ndo pakabva pangoita kupera kwesarungano yava Mugabe semutungamiri. Saka tichanzwa kuti zvii zvaita kuti zvamungati zvashanduka kubva vamugabe vabviswa pachigaro Gibbs.
Yes, let's listen to what Mr. Sibusiso Moyo, the retired general, said on that particular day on the 14th of November 2017 about what was happening in the country.
Following the address we made on 13 November 2017, which we believe our main broadcasters, Mawe Broadcasting Corporation and the Herald, were directed not to publicize, the situation in our country has moved to another level. Firstly, we wish to assure the nation that His Excellency the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe and Commander in Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, Comrade R.G. Mugabe, and his family are safe and sound, and their security is guaranteed. We are only targeting criminals around him who are committing crimes that are causing social and economic suffering in the country in order to bring them to justice. As soon as we have accomplished our mission, we expect that the situation will return to normalcy. The situation will return to normalcy.
That was Moyo the late. You know, he was announcing this kind of de facto military coup, you know, on television. And he was saying, you know, the Herald and other publications didn't run their speech on the previous day. So he was very angry about that. So now what was happening was there was a coup underway. Definitely people can call it whatever, but some experts say, the moment you remove a constitutionally elected government from power by force, it's a coup. That's the basic definition. So in this case, the Zimbabwean soldiers were saying, no, this is not a coup. This is a way of arresting these criminals around.
Gibbs, why did these military guys report those criminals around Mugabe to the police?
That's a problem. Really. So now I'm happy we've got our guests here with us. First, we've got Mr. Mkondisi Moyo of the Mtwara's Republic Party. And the other guest is Mr. Regis Musango of ZANU-PF. Let's start with Musango to give us the basis of what actually happened on that particular day and what has happened over the years. Mr. Musango, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you very much. So we know that on the 14th of November 2017, a de facto military coup was underway in Zimbabwe. And many things happened thereafter up to today. So did you guys really bless this kind of move by the army to... for the army to take over?
Sorry, I didn't watch the video that you showed. For some reason, there was no sound. But yes, for sure, I would want to first of all, I would just want to say condolences to the Kaya Moyo family in Plumtree and all over the world, and to the ZANU-PF party, and to the entire community of Zimbabweans for his demise. To us in ZANU-PF, Ambassador Kaya, as we used to call him, He was a man of integrity, a statesman. He was somebody who was very loyal to ZANU-PF, not to an individual. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you know that he is the one who was responsible to read out a letter that was written by our former president, R.G. Mugabe, expelling the now president of Zimbabwe, Comrade Edi Mnangagwa. Mm-hmm. He was actually the one again who read out a letter when Comrade Edi Mnangagwa was now being installed as the president of Zimbabwe in the ZANU-PF since he was a ZANU-PF spokesperson at that time. So I think your question you were asking me, I would answer it in this way. I think as if you look at the old dispensation that took power or the race in Zimbabwe from 1980 to 2017, if you can compare it with the new dispensation which is being led by Comrade Edi Mnangagwa, we have seen immense and immense unspeakable developments in our country. As ZANU-PF party, some of the developments, you don't see them on social media, but there's quite a lot of work that is being done on the ground. I know people, we are all concerned about job creation, but as far as the new dispensation is concerned, they have made schools, every province is getting new schools, roads are being developed, repaved, jet power generation stations, solar generation plants, dams are being constructed. There's quite a lot of work that the new dispensation has been putting across. And I think it's only time will tell when people, especially the media, are going to focus really on the developments that were done by the new dispensation. So Comrade Kayamoe, being part of the old and the new dispensation, he has done his part. Throughout his entire time when he was in ZANU-PF, he was loyal to the party and into the constitution of the party and of the government as well. He was somebody who was there to do exactly what his office entitled him to do. So he has not worked or even be found in any of the shenanigans that other people sometimes they get involved themselves with, for example, corruption and all that. He was a real, I would say if he was a civil servant, he was somebody who was living upon the means of what he was getting from the government. That's Comrade Kaya for you. What you were seeing is what you would get from him, even if you would meet him in person, very charming, very calm person, and full of joy all over. You would see him even on the Politburo. After Politburo meetings, you'll be just in a jovial mood. All the announcements that he did, even we're talking now about the new dispensation, he was working from his office. He was not working from his head or from any faction. I have never heard him being anywhere closer to be in a faction. And, he's somebody who came from ZAPU, ended up coming together and be part of ZANU-PF. He has never shown signs of tribalism, signs of favoritism in the work that he was doing. And I hope that we will continue to have a replacement such like him. Because for me, I think as ZANU-PF and as Zimbabwe, I think we've lost a son of the soil, somebody who was actually showing the way for the young people as far as leadership is concerned. So yes, he supported the new dispensation, not really supported the new dispensation, but his job would entitle him to do what he did. So I think that's all I can say.
Thank you very much, Chonga. Maybe you can make a follow-up question.
Izvozvo ndaida kuti vango tsanangurawo muririmirwa mai kuti vanoti tichiona kuti kwasvika makore mana vamugabe vabva pachigaro. Tichiona zvakare kuti tiri kubatanidza nyaya iyoyi nekushaya kwavaSimon Kayamoe. Vanove vanonyanyozikanwa nekuti ndoo vakasvitsa mashoko kuvarume vaviri vava vamunangagwa vachidzingwa mubato navamugabe. Vadzoka vamunangagwa vachinyorawo tsamba yekuti vamugabe vabva pachigaro vaSimon Kayamoe. Ndo vakaita inonzi pachivanhu mutumwa haana mbonje. Hapana akambovarova pavarume vaviri vese. Taurai tinzwe vacharumbira.
ndinotenda zvikuru vajonga. Ndiri kukunzwa asi muchibreak handisidi muri kundinzwa zvakanaka here?
Yeah, we can hear you, yes.
Ndinoda kutenda zvikuru. Nhoroondo yava Simon Kayamoyo semwana wakazvarirwa kuPlumtree, vachizoendavo kuZambia kuma early almost late 60s really, kwavakazonodzidza vachipedza izvozvo ndobva vazodzokawo pakabhinwa independence vakadzoka.
Narenyi iri kubreaka vacharumbira.
I think there was a phone that was an incoming call.
Okay.
So we have actually lost you, Mr. Charumbira. So can you rejoin if you can? Because I think you touched a mute button. So can you rejoin? So siyakubaba ke uMkhondisi Moyo. Bona sekhona lapha ke. Baba Moyo sawamukela umhlelo wa.
Ngiyabonga baba Dubelo, baba Jongamire.
Yes. So akusitele baba ukuthi wena ubona njani konoko uka Simon Khaya ngamafutshane, then bezongena kokunye lokho. Ulungisele camera yakho ubulale phezulu la asabona ukuthi ya yenze njalo. Siyabonga.
Okay. Ngakhuluma ngesiNdebele.
Yes, kube baba.
No, it's fine. Baba Dube, earlier on bengiyalile ukukomenta ngoKhaya Moyo because into zezanu PF ziyahlupha. There is a lot of lies ezenzakalayo ngelizwe leZimbabwe whereby the real heroes abalwa belwela kakhulu i-liberation struggle abanye abe-national heroes because babengajabulisi either umuntu nje uKhaya Moyo utshonile ubizwa i-national heroine, but ungakhangela abantu emathebeleleni particularly Plumtree lapha azalwa khona angikholi ukuthi uKhaya Moyo i-national hero bayakunanzelela. I remember in 2013 I had a case around Makuzeze ekochichi eMangwe lapho Simon Khaya ayeyisiphathamandla sezandu khona evela khona. Sasesihlaselwe abadala sebehlaselwe ngamateacher ayevela khona le Harare esedla imali yesikole engange 30,000 rands because yavoko. Ngamfonela uSimon Khaya Moyo to alert him about that problem ukuthi njenge top official yeZanu PF angangenela kanjani ancedise. Wangena phansi uSimon Khaya akazange ayibambele indaba. I remember by then phoning umama uAngeline Masuku owayeyigovernor yeMatsouth wasecela ukuthi ngimnike ireport yami in writing ngamnikeza. But engikuchoyo ukuthi uSimon Khaya Moyo cannot be a national hero in Zimbabwe contest, but ebantwini bakubo beplan Mangwe engabenzelanga lutho, uhambe ebona imigwaqo yaseplumtree ukuthi ife njani khona lokhu sokuvela khona uSimon Khaya. Namhlanje bese simcelebrate sithi uli-hero ngenxa yokuthi ube serve ama-interest ezanu PF.
Siyamuzwa kakhulu-ke jonga what Mr. Mkhondisi Moyo is saying here is that you know some people can call him a national hero and so forth, but in his own place he didn't do well. You know, he says the roads are in bad shape and many other things, you know. At one stage he was looking for him to actually fix a problem concerning schools in Bulilima. And Simon Khaya was nowhere to be found. So he says, well, you can call him a hero, but some other people he's not a hero at all.
Maybe I can respond to Mr. Moyo. Not that I'm siding with Mr. Simon Khaya Moyo, but to Mr. Mtondi's statement. Maybe he was not a corrupt guy. That's why he didn't fight to make sure that his area is developed when its allocation was not enough. He didn't do like other guys who we know amass wealth to develop their areas. What can you say, Mr. Moyo?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chonga. I'm not talking about corruption here. I'm talking about when you say somebody is a national leader, his nationalism leadership role emanates from where he hails from. This is where my point of contention is. I'm not even saying Simon Khaya Moyo was corrupt or not corrupt. I am simply saying Zimbabwe was fought for before 1980. I heard Mr. Charumbira even trying to explain about the contributions of Simon Kayamoyo before the reparation strike. But I'm saying after 1980, when we attained the so-called Zimbabwe independence, all the Machiavellian leaders who were coming from ZAPU after the 1987 Winter Accord failed to stand with the people and even speak for them or come up with developmental, projects in their respective areas. Now, when you talk about corruption and all those things, this is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that Simon Kaya failed to represent his people very well, but he will be seen representing what people may call national issues, forgetting his own people who made him probably to be Simon Kamo that we are talking about today.
Yes, I was a colleague, Mbabu Moyo. So ke konoko ke ngomfana ngesindebele sesingena ukukhona kokwe military intervention abezimbabwe
bavuzalo. Ngiyabonga ngithi kuba bujonga angikhulumi ngecorruption ubudlova ngoba iZANU-PF vele iphathi ecorrupt iphathi yamasela. So ke vele iyazakala ukuthi iyajontsha oSimon Khayamoyo balenhlanhla yokuthi bazalwe emathebeleleni nje abantu bangapha awungangidingela ingceba ngababili bathathu maybe ngo-Obed Mpofu bona aba maybe labo Kimbo Mahadi abacorrupt abangamasela abagangileyo but the rest of these guys ababuya bevela kuZaphu bezi-patrained babefundisa i-discipline babefundisa
Ngiwazani ilokuzela lakho singani si freezer kancane moyo. So bonazani ongakwenza khumu penduke moyo. So ngazani ke awuhambi. Ngiwazani iyaqhumeka inetwork yakho. So ubambe ya sengubona ubambe khona. Let's bring in Mr. Vusango. Mr. Vusango I think is in now. He had a challenge with his microphone. I think now is okay. So there you are, Chonga.
Yes, Vusango, and so to ones where Mashoko, our Moeva, Bakutaura, and so to Anga, Zokaram Churonga, Vusango.
Yes, okay. Yes, Vajonga, the point of Kuzai.
And Danswa, Moyo, Bakutaura, Shtaura, Yeguti, Vasimon Kaya Moyo, Munu, Anga Chita, Zingan, Zipashiva Pachurungu. Grandstanding, you would want to would have one equine one who punzasi, Vachi neglecta, Kawako Anova, Sakavan, Umdunu, Avatombo, Awana Punga, and Ganzanga Kodrakita, Gambarenika, Nuguti, charity begins at home.
And do my own little one, it's our Dotangani, you want Shona English?
Shiro Shona Tanga in Shona Timbons, Vasakanya, Nakarimi, or Katseka.
Thank you. It was last year, 1990. Wakaya moyo muna March, ndopavakaitwa MP weku Plumtree, kulila mangwa. I think vanhu vose vemuZimbabwe vakatanga kuziva kuti kuPlumtree kunonzi kune nzvimbo inonzi kulila mangwa East. Ndo vakaita kuti Plumtree inyatse kuzikamwa. Inini ndakamboenda kuPlumtree, even last year ndandiri kuPlumtree. Ndikatendera Plumtree, it was my first time. Ndichiona kuti senyika iri bordering nzvimbo iri bordering neBotswana. Vakaya moyo vakaita basa rakakura kukurira mangwa. Sa MP wenzvimbo iyoyo. Vakawina maelections, I think vanenge vakawina 2 terms or so. Vasati vazidhopa vasati vaenda kunoita ambassador. Saka nawo tinoona isu kuti kana tikada kukombeya tichitaura hedu biography yavo. Tikada kukombeya basa rakaitwa navakaya moyo nema ministries ese avakapuwa vari mugovernment kusvika iko zvino izvi vachizoshaika. Hatisi kuona pavanonenekwa kana pavakaendeswa kucourt kana pakamboita vanhu vekuPlumtree vachichema kuti ngavabvisiwe saMP hapana zvavari kutiitira. Asi tanga toona kuti Plumtree yakatobudirira ikasumuka nokuda kwavakaya. Vakaitawo kuti inzvimbo yakanga isingazikamwe iri kumapetopetoko. Asi nzvimbo yakazozikamwa nokuti kwakabva munhu anga minister kushitwa ma development yakaitwa kuPlumtree yakawanda yakaitwa through vakaya moyo. Ndoda kuti vanhu zvikoro zvakavakwa kubulira mangwe migwagwa yaiswa kubulira mangwe zvakaiswa nani apart from ambassador Kaya Moyo. Saka I think kana tikada kukombeya zvedu vari MP vakaya moyo nema MP eMDC because MDC is the opposition political party in Zimbabwe. In my MP, Angagatu one day. Tigata Sam Zimbabwe, they said that was Plumtree, you know, Imbuda, Vandivachi Shanda Kokoma constituents, Ariko Koko. Sagatuona is a kuti. Zimbabwe is no tungamiri kwa ni MDC. Whether Alliance or MDC, Vapa Yakatanga MDC, Yacho Yose. Nema MP, Zanu PF, Ese, Zanu PF, Ichitanga. Tikada kuti asa difference that it's not that it's Zanu PF, kunonene kwa nyaya corruption, etc., etc. Asi, ukaenda kuma constituents, Ese, Zanu PF. Including constituents, yanga ichitunga miri kwa na wakaya mwe. Unaona kuti development, unote ibata na maoko, uchiwona, nema ziso ako. Saka hati kwenye kutu tikombe, hati metataka kuti nasi na kuti wakaya mwe wa shaika. Totanga kuta oraisisi kuti wakaya mwe wanga wanu munangasa nga sisha, anga achita, apana shabaka titira. Kana imimi wachonga, kana mune vano, venue ve studio 7, variku Plumtree, ishi, waka kupaya nyo sisho, kuplumtree, kuti wanu wanyanya kuraskimba, inu shimbo yuku Plumtree. Na kuti wakaya mwe waiti kana wasiri ku parliament kana vasiri ku South Africa kwa vanga vari ambassador vanenge vari ku Plumtree kumusha vachifamba nevanhu mumusha munhu anga achidiwa ku Plumtree kuzvimbo yanobva tinoziva kuti charity begins at home kana imukauya kwangu kumusha kwandoba kwacharumbira ndoba muchaziva vajonga kuti indiri munhu akaita sei kana indikauya kwenyu vajonga uko ndoba ndichaziva kuti mukanya vakaita sei same thing na mukoma Gibbs saka I think at this point it is important to give the Jews where they are deserved vakaya moyo Waka manya nindi mayavu, wakaita basarawara wakaita, awana ina nisa nambu waka na msu wani, wakanzi wakaya mwe washe zwa mkotu ninyo ya corruption, wakaya mwe washe zwa mkotu ninyo ya abuse of office, atina mbo shi twice. We have nothing, no record of that. All what we have is we have record of excellence. Even pamanga wale ambassador, waka save South Africa, munwega wega ngaru ku South Africa, nguwe ya wakaya mwe, my passport, even, wama wana on time, even, wanga wane.
Dashida wakubata imro, mwacha rumbira kuti.
Yes.
Umbo umbo amugada nde upi tichipfuura umbo wapiwa na vamukondisi moyo vanobva ku Plumtree izvozvo.
Ayo. Ndosaka ndataura indikati kose izvinhu izvozvo tatisingazivi ima muchiziva here?
Ye ani
mwana weZimbabwe angachiziva zvavataura.
Ndataura nhoroondo yekuti vakatonge vachito communicate nawo vachivanyorera which means vanto inyaya yavanga vachitofambidzana naye vachikumbira kuti vaite development nezvavaida kubatsirwa munzvimbo mavo. Regaitone kuti Gibbs anga vadzosa here pamwe vanogona kunga vaine zvimwe zvokuwedzera.
Yes, so before maybe bringing Mr. Moyo, let me bring in Mr. Tata Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance. So this guy is independent. He doesn't belong to any political party. So welcome to the program, Mr. Ncube.
Siyabonga babudube ndichona njani.
Isitone kakhulu ke. Asikhanse ngakona kuke oka Simon Khaya Moyo. Ukubona njani ukuthi wasebenza njani ebantwini? Njalo sizulu babunkonzi moya sithi uSimon Khaya wayetshelela ungani lidelele sibinqazi kubuya ukuthi alwele abantu khonapho kulocality kodwa kunational level wayeshayini ungazani uJoshua kumbe uMadindi.
Hayi, siyabonga. Ngicabanga ukuthi umoyo uqinisile. Kunzima ukukhuluma ngomuntu nxa esesichile kuyikuthi esaphila sizange simtshele lezo zinto. Angizange ngimbone ubaba uKhaya Moyo esukumela inkinga esilazo emathebeleleni. Angizange ngimbone esukuma engxenye kungenzeka ukuthi ubesukuma ngingaze kumbe ngingekho ngingaze ngambona. So abantu bakithi ngicabanga ukuthi kumele ukuthi sikufunde ebantwini abanjengabo uKhaya ubaba uMoyo mayesehambile ukuthi umuntu indawo yakibo akayimele hayi ukuthi kube nguye otolikayo. Ngizwa lapha kutolika umuntu engicabanga mayesithi ungucharumbira lo muntu angazi ukuthi ePlumtree uke wafika nini ukuthi enkaye nalo umuntu uke wafika kumele ukuthi khona abantu bakithi loba besithi bangama national politicians kodwa bakwazi igrassroots lapha basuka khona labezindaba lani kuthi ukuthi belingakhulumi ngayo imisebenze emihle echiwo ngubaba lo okhulumayo abeyenza mina ngizange ngimbone. Ende ngizwa ngilokudani ukuthi ngumuntu obekumele abe lomthelela wokuthi inkingi ezisemathebeleleni akhulume ngazo. Kuloku deploy kwama teacher for example ukujayela ukwenzakala ngendlela engayisiyonza ngeke ngimuzwe uKhaya Moyo esithi akwenziwe into e right. So ke kungenza kube nzima ukuthi ngikhulume ngaye ngoba sokuzamela ngikhulume in the negative. Kodwa ke kungumuntu osesichile. mina ngicabanga ukuthi nje ngingamchiya aziphumulele umuntu omdala kusale labatsha ukuthi abantu asifundeni ukumela indawo zakithi.
Yes, cela ukufana ngesilungu kono kanti ukhuluma ngakho baba.
Oh, okay, thank you very much. There is nothing that I can say about Mr. Kayamoyo, because what has been happening is that we have not been hearing anything. We have not seen him standing for the issues, the challenges that are in Matebele. I have not seen him going to the grassroots, identifying with the people there. But he has been somebody who is at national level, international level, grand standing there or on the grand stage. But we require people of his influence, of his stature, to have been somebody who was at the grassroots. Being with the old woman who is suffering in the rural areas, the small boy who cannot go to school, the family that cannot have anything to eat. But I have not seen him do that. I have not seen him seek dialogue with the people where he comes from. Because you get to be national from the grassroots, and then you get to be international from the grassroots, then be national, and then you are international. You can't be running around as an international person when in your grassroots you are not there. And the person who is talking, glorifying him, is somebody who is a Charumbira. I suppose Charumbira is coming from somewhere in Mashonaland. I don't know whether Charumbira has been in Matebeleland to see what Mr. Kayamoyo has been doing all along. So I think this should be a wake-up call for young people and politicians, that people should start everything from where they come from, and then they build up going up there. Thank you
very much. Let's bring in Mr. Mkhondi Simoyo, like what Tonga Kandemeri wanted us to do earlier on, and hear his views, you know, on some of these issues. Tonga?
Hey, Mao. Okay.
Tonga?
Yes, Baba Moyo. I think you heard what Mr. Charumbira said. He said that he has been in Plumtree and he saw a lot of development. And also he's asking why you are bringing this up after the demise of Ambassador Simon Kayamoyo.
Hey, thank you so much, Mr. Tonga and Mr. Dube. It's so unfortunate that we are made to be discussing about the late Kayamoyo. Apparently, Mr. Charumbira mentioned something about when Mr. Simon Kaya became the MP in Bulilima around 1990. To me, it shows that Mr. Charumbira doesn't know much about what has been happening in Zimbabwe, even around the 90s thereabout. Because in 1990 in Zimbabwe, we had only one party, that was ZANU-PF. There was no any other party. So who did Simon Kaya contest with in 1990 to prove that indeed he contested against other candidates of opposing parties of that time and won? You reckon that between 1990 and year 2000, before MDC came, it was only ZANU-PF alone, and if other, I mean, parties that ZANU-PF will create to behave as if there are some opposing parties in Zimbabwe, while these days there are no parties. So I'm simply saying that the development that Mr. Charumbira is talking about, as people of Matebeleland South and particularly Plumtree, we don't know any development which was brought about by Mr. Simon Kaya. The roads that he is talking about were constructed by the government of Ian Smith. ZANU-PF government has never built some roads or constructed some schools anywhere in Matebeleland. Should it be in Matebeleland North? Should it be in Matebeleland South? Should it be in Mekens? All the projects that have been done there, is either they were done by the government of Ian Smith or the communities doing it on their own or the non-governmental organizations. So to me, it's a sign that Mr. Charumbira doesn't know about what is happening, I mean, in Matebeleland South, particularly Plumtree, where Simon Kayamoyo hailed. He could be better off telling us about what is happening in Mashonaland, because when he comes here and wants to tell us something which is not true, we'll argue with him. Not that we're arguing about, whether Simon Kaya was a liberator or not, but we're arguing about the fact that Simon Kaya failed to bring about development in Plumtree, where he hailed.
Yes,
Ya ngithi mina ubaba uCharumbira uyakhanya ukuthi imbala zami kusiyela yona kayazi sisi iluhlupho esilalo eZimbabwe ukuthi uyathola umuntu osuke eHarare khona leMashonaland efuna ukuzositshela ngendaba zeMathebeleland while sithina on the other hand asisuki siye batshela ngendaba zaseHarare. Ukhuluma ngokuthi uSimon Khayamoyo wakhe imigwaqo, imigwaqo yonke seMathebeleland babudube lo Mr Jonga yakhiwa igovernment kaIan Smith, igovernment kaRobert Mugabe likaMnangagwa abakalethi idevelopment eMathebeleland. Izikolo zonke ezikhona zakhiwa yi-government kaSmith kumbe lama-communities lama-NGOs. So ukuthi ubaba uCharumbira asitshele ukuthi uSimon Khaya wenza lokhu lalokhu, thina esivela khona khona ngale singakwazi, angazi ukuthi ukhuluma ngani. Njalo uSimon Khaya lapha athi wayewina khona ngo-1990 kwakufana lokuthi nje iZANU PF yayiyodwa ngoba kwakungela la strong opposition by that time. So ke siyabonisa ukuthi hayi bengampraise bona njengeZANU PF bakhulume ngokuthi uSimon Khaya ube yi-good leader ngoba vele kuZANU PF kuyapraisewana, awukaze kusolwe muntu. Whether ngumnangaga ukhuluma ngokuthi uKhaya akazange abotshelwe i-corruption, vele kuZANU PF akula umuntu ake botshelwe i-corruption. Engani nangu Emmerson Mnangagwa as the current president wabulala abantu bakithi nge-ground, wabotshwa ngubani?
Siyabonga, sicela ubambe konapho moyo ungakuthathana sibisi ubaba uCharumbira. Jonga, let's bring in Mr. Charumbira. Mr. Charumbira, there you are, Jonga.
Yes, Vacharumbira, ndofunga manzi. Why you heard what Mr. Moyo just said? I think you are itching to defend yourself there.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jonga. I think the two speakers who just get off the podium, I think they should ask themselves, after Comrade Khayamoyo was the MP for Bulila Mangwe South, who was the next MP after him, and the next one, and the next one, and the current. That shows that the people of Bulila Mangwe South trust ZANU PF, with no doubt, whether there is development or no development. So if I don't know if he is there. If he's there, he should go and change the politics on the ground. Because you cannot come here and tell us that Simon Khayamoyo, when he was in 1990, when he became the MP of that constituency, because ZANU PF was the only party in Zimbabwe. So which means whose problem was that for ZANU PF to be the only party in Zimbabwe? So were we not supposed to have MPs just because we are the only party in the country? But not only that, we continued to took the reins of Bulila Mangwe South up to today. Right now, who is the current senator and who is the current MP for that? So I think that's those points are very valid. I think what we need to do is to understand is that he served all his positions very well. But as you know, there is always going to be somebody who wants to speak negative about anybody, especially in our party, ZANU PF. But we are not moved by that. We are going to celebrate his death. We are going to give him a good send-off, a revolutionary icon, because all what he has done from being MP, ambassador, all the ministries that he occupied in the country, he served very well. He served from the bottom of his heart. And mind you, people of Bulila Mangwe South, they are actually mourning right now. They mourn because they knew who Khayamoyo was. He did a lot for his people. And definitely, for sure, like I said, you always going to find somebody who point fingers on you. But Simon Khayamoyo did all what he could. I think for me, if I'm going to be an MP or a member of parliament, I would like to be like him. I think he had a very good record, better than most records that we get out there. So I would dismiss all what he said. It doesn't mean that me I've been to Plumtree. I was in Plumtree in January this year.
Mr. Charumbira, they are not disputing Ambassador Simon Khayamoyo's role at national level. What they are talking about is local representation. They are even highlighting issues that they thought Ambassador Moyo would have sided with the locals. Issues like the bringing of teachers who are not conversant with the local language and local traditions and all that. And also the issue of Gukura Hundi. I think it's something that people in Matabeleland especially think that those in the top hierarchy of ZANU PF who hail from that area were not as strong backers as they ought to be. from their locals. That's what these people are talking
about. Yeah, exactly. I was actually going there. I was not done. Because what I wanted to say is, I wanted to respond point to point. He mentioned that all the senior former ZAPRO members who joined ZANU and they reign from Matabeleland. He was part of the people. But I want him to show me one person who was from ZAPU, became ZANU, and was a strong figure of the party, the likes of himself, Joshua Mkau Kongomo. Was he not the vice president of Zimbabwe? Why did he agree to work with Robert Gabriel Mugabe? All the John Ngomo, the Msikas, himself, Kaya Moyo, Tabemba, everybody from Matabeleland, we don't want to move back and try, by all means, try to scrutinize the peace that we have in our country. Right now, the president is doing, the commission is going very well. The first time you see the president of Zimbabwe going to Matabeleland in 6 months, maybe 9 times, meeting with the chiefs and all the political strongholds in Matabeleland. We are having peace in Matabeleland. The Gukurahundi issue is being dealt with, and everybody in Matabeleland is happy with the proceedings. So what I'm trying to say is that as a country, we need to be peaceful. All these leaders from Matabeleland, what they were doing, the reason why they were working together, joining hands with the current government and the old government, it was because we had a peace accord in 1987, where we said, let's work together as a country, let's build our country together. So why do we have to go back and destroy the peace accord that we had in 1987? I think my brother there need to understand, we are talking about nationalism. We want to build our country. We want Zimbabwe to remain peaceful. Comrade Kaya Moyo did his part, working with the government of the day to make sure peace is proclaimed in our country.
Thank you very much. And now let's talk about, you know, the de facto military coup. Just briefly, Mr. Musango, so looking at where Zimbabwe is today, are you happy?
We are very happy. Whatever you can call it, de facto coup or not, we know that the parliament, which was comprising of all political parties in Zimbabwe, they were about to go for a vote of no confidence for the former president, R.G. Mugabe. Why? Because of numerous reasons. The man was now old. He was no longer governing the country very well. And they wanted the country to be rescued from its economic collapse. And for sure, we had to do what we could as a country to manage and to rescue the nation. Now Zimbabwe is prospering. We are being now invited to come to the president, just left Scotland, where he was able to meet all the leaders, first time after how many years? Over 20 years. We were not invited to a platform such like that, apart from going to the UN, where we have the right to do so. So what we are doing as a new dispensation is nothing but developing our country. Little by little, we will develop our country, we will rescue our country from economic collapse that was caused by the old dispensation. The new dispensation is far more different and very positive to the people of Zimbabwe than the old dispensation. Look at the peace, look at the freedom. You can say whatever you want now. Was Studio 7 there? Was Studio 7 and all other news broadcasting platforms, were they there in the old dispensation? We should thank Comrade Idi Mnangagwa for allowing us to be free, for Zimbabwe is free and to continue to be free.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Mkondisi Moyo. Mr. Moyo, can you react to what Konoko Kulia Nguvu Sango?
Yeah, then physical reactor though. Okay, Mr. Charumbira must know what it is as people of Matabele and you don't eat nationalism. Nationalism only benefit people from Mashonaland, not us people from Matabeleland. And for him today to say there is peace in Zimbabwe after 1987 accord, Gwaba le peace kwenzakeleni, our people, more than 40,000, were butchered by the current president, Emmerson Mnangagwa. Who paid for 106 North Koreans in 1981, who were to train the 50th Brigade in Inyanga. Today he comes here and tells us that there is peace in Zimbabwe and start to mention all those things. We don't eat nationalism. As people of Matabeleland, we know that even if he claims that Gukurahundi is over, meaning the physical Gukurahundi, we now suffer what you call economic genocide in Matabeleland and Mikens, whereby our resources are being looted by people from Harare. I mean, ZANU-PF as the ruling government, having its own satanic 1979 Shona Grand Plan document, we speak evil about how people of Matabeleland should be taken advantage of. So for him to talk to us about nationalism, why these our people are suffering, why these our resources are looted to Harare, why these even menial jobs are being done by people from Harare at the expense of our own people, doesn't reflect what he is calling nationalism. We are under oppression and neo-colonialism from ZANU-PF government. And for him to say, you as Studio 7 broadcasters, you are now doing what you are doing because of ZANU-PF, that is a total fallacy. He's a liar. He should be telling us, because you are independent. You are not being even accorded this, platform by ZANU-PF. So I'm so much disappointed, because whatever he's saying about ZANU-PF doesn't reflect what is really happening in Matabeleland and Mekians. And this thing of coup, de facto, what have you, is so sad that he, ZANU-PF, aigabusi, kumbaiga kokela bantu kuhle since 1980. Everything is being stage managed from 1980. Even ukubusa kwe ZANU-PF, ZANU-PF yarika, incediswa iBritain. And ikwabaqhubeka bekwenza amakhulu wana bekungama-negotiated agreement ngabo Mgabe labo Chichiwengwa labo Mkono uFather Mkonori labo Charumbira bekhuluma bebodwa bengabantu besishoneni kungela abantu besiNdebeleni kuthiwa kuyakhiwa ilizwe eliyi-1 abantu besiNdebeleni babengaphi kuma-negotiations ekhulu.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke babo Moyo. Wothi silethe ke ubabo Moses jonga bekote Mr. Moses Ncube. I think his back, he had been cut off. So let's hope he's around now. But yes. I think we cannot see him. So maybe
I can just read two or three comments here.
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Yes, we have Skumbuzo Mlalazi, who is saying we are an angry people. Where is he taking us? I don't know where, who he's talking about. And then he's correcting Mr. Vusango Charumbira. He says it's Bulilima Mangwe, not South Charumbira. And then we have Lucindo Ngwechikore. Go ahead, Charumbira, build a straw man and knock it down. Then Stanley Gumbi, there is no peace in Matabeleland. Harare and Bulawayo will never be the same as the Shona supremacy is stifling the Ndebeles. Then there is D. Nkomiyapi Msipa. Then, he says, Charumbira, that's typically ZANU-PF talks, Zimbabwe prospering, where you just make people of Matabeleland. What freedom are you talking about? What peace are you talking about? ZANU-PF is and has always been killers from start. Those are some of the comments, Gibbs.
Yeah, maybe ask him in Shona. There he is.
Yes, Charumbira. Tanzwa vamwe vachitaura apo kuti aiwa nyaya iripo inyaya yekutsimbirirana kubva kare ZANU-PF yanga isingade kusimudzira dunhu reMatabeleland. Hamene kuti mune mhinduro yakadii ingapfuura zvamaimbe muchitsanangura vacharumbira.
Ndine vurombo zvikuru kuna mukoma vangu vanga vachitaura kuti munhu asiri happy with the current affairs of the country. But I think the only way we can continue to move forward as a country is not to speak the old language. This the language that he is speaking about. It has not been heard of in a long time. Zimbabwe is moving on. It will not go back. We will continue to push for peace and tranquility in Matabeleland and all over Zimbabwe. What he said about Zimbabwe is not only Matabeleland and Mashonaland. We have got other provinces. I'm not from Mashonaland. I'm from Mashonaland province. And as a matter of fact, I grew up partly in Bulawayo. I have love for Bulawayo. And that's why I told you I was in a plum tree in this January myself. I was doing something there. So I know plum tree very well. So if you tell me your address, I can tell you that maybe probably I passed by there, because I was going around plum tree to know more about it and everything there. And there's quite a lot of development that is happening in Plumtree currently. So basically, we cannot be moving backwards as a country. Like I said, right now, all the chiefs in Matabeleland, South, North, in Bulawayo, they are meeting almost every month to talk about the reconciliation and peace that was as a result of trying to finalize the Gukurahundi issue. And we
unfortunately, Charumbira, time is up. You know, it's like when I was watching Bafana Bafana with Ghana, I was wishing that they could be given extra time, maybe 16 minutes, like what happened to Islanders and Dynamos at one stage. But unfortunately, we're out of time. We have to leave it here. We have Mr. Ncube, 1 second, just only 1 second. Do you think anything is moving in Zimbabwe? Yes or no?
Nothing is moving.
Okay, thank you very much. You've got the last word there. So thanks to Mr. Regis Vusango Charumbira, Mr. Nkanta, Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance, Mr. Mkondisi Moyo, the leader of Mthwakazi Republic Party, and all those who joined our show today. Signing off is Kip Stube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri, Dirim Maryland Rakare, Dotimura Zakanaka Tisanga Namnesimu Shirongwa, the Studio 7.